Welcome to Lucky Strike Podcast. My name is Ryan T. Today, I'll be sharing with you a This I Believe essay by Peter James. This essay style was adapted from Edward Morrow's broadcast. It was intended to inspire hope and give Americans something to believe in after World War II. NPR continued reading the essays on air, so today I will share one with you. As always, thank you for listening. Enjoy. On the first day of sophomore year, I walked into my last class, almost done with the dreaded reuniting of those damn prison walls and my creativity after a summer of sullen suicide attempts. I walked in with thousands of chains tied to my ankles and anvils on my shoulders. Then, I saw her, but mainly I felt her energy. It was crying for help. I felt myself drawn to her through all that weight, the way Callisto is drawn to Jupiter. Before I knew it, I was sitting next to her, and I whispered a gentle hello, something very unusual for me to do. In the weeks to follow, I casually became acquainted with her. She was called Zach at the time, but that's a story for another day. Kelsey, as she's known now, held a shimmer of hope in her eyes, one that you wouldn't notice unless you were searching for it. We started messaging online and talking more in class. I yearned to be near her in any capacity, as if I had known her in a past life. Her eyes were like a scarlet oak's reflection on a calm Prussian blue lake. I felt myself drawn into them, like a ship docking through cloud-reaching waves with only a green dock light ahead. She was glorious, but I still felt pain seeping out of her, some days more so than others. I felt an overwhelming urge to fix whatever she was going through. Finally, I asked if she was okay. I longed to know her story. We talked for a while, and I discovered she was battling a vicious eating disorder. I couldn't fathom how such a beautiful girl could see herself in such a horrid way. 5 months later, we started dating after a mutual agreement to give this thing a shot. Everything clicked for me like I had been in love with her for years prior to that moment. Of course, you can't tell a girl you started dating yesterday that you love her because, let's face it, that's creepy. I held it in for some time, letting my love muster up its strength to speak the words aloud, trying not to let my past shape my future. Kelsey and I were sitting on an auburn bench at Benson's Park on June 25th when we began to dive further into our past and current struggles with mental health. She began by saying that I alleviated some of her struggle and that she hoped she did the same for me. The conversation escalated and we reached the topic of suicide. The story rolled off her tongue. The night before sophomore year began, she tried to hang herself in her closet. My gentle hello provided her with enough curiosity to hold on. The mustering of strength no longer mattered. The words "I love you" blurted out of my mouth like greased lightning. Subconsciously, my mind wanted to say those words for months. They were received by my lightning rod, the one I always managed to find my way back to. Through all of this, I have found one thing to be true. Always say hello. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a Jerry Springer impression. Have a good night, everyone.